And Calderon came to the forefront as a person who not only was beginning to bring that into his own administration when he was president of Mexico from 2006 to 2012, but also is currently involved in climate change issues in a variety of international bodies with a specific interest, I think. You know, we here in McLean County have become accustomed to the windmills. At least most of us have been accustomed to the windmills.
Sure.
Well, that's a new technology in a sense that's addressing issues of climate change because this is a real low-carbon kind of energy production. And what Calderon is asking is that once we acknowledge climate change, and we know that climate change comes from the application of a carbon-based technology over a long time, can we not utilize new technologies and thereby in that utilization of those new technologies make significant advance in terms of the financial well-being of people, that these are jobs, these are new industries, these are new opportunities, new investments.
So you're going to argue, he's going to argue it's not just an environmental thing, it's an economic engine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that there is money to be made in taking care of this problem, which I think is something that some people's ears might perk up a touch to hear.
I think it's interesting in this political climate that you're bringing in the former president of Mexico to, number two, talk about something our current president and a lot of the Republican Party is denying that's even existing, at least the man-made part of climate change. Is there any relation to that or just this has been in the works for quite a while now?
We made the choice of doing this before the election in November. So the point was what, as a board of directors of the Ed Lee Stevenson Lecture Memorial Series, Memorial Lecture Series, what exactly do we feel the community ought to be paying attention to? And climate change was one of those issues. We said, yeah, that's a world issue, and we need to be hearing from world leaders about that issue. And again, the decision to do this was made before an election.
What are you hoping that Calderon will connect to Bloomington Normal through the Ed Lee Stevenson series? How are you connecting Stevenson with Calderon?
Well, the connection is that the lecture series was created for the Bloomington Normal community in 1965 with the goal of bringing highly informed people, world leaders, expert commentators, people who have been involved in that day-to-day international viewpoint, to bring those individuals into our community and to hear what they have to say from their viewpoints of an international viewpoint of what exactly is it that we are facing at any point in time. And so the lecture series has brought in people like Sir Anthony Eden. He was one of the first lecturers, a very, very important British diplomat, had been prime minister. We brought in Henry Kissinger. We brought in Lech Walesa. And we've brought in an incredible, last year, Mohammed al-Baradi, who talked about issues of nuclear disarmament. And certainly that's a little interesting in terms of what we're looking at in today's news.
I'm going to go back. You mentioned windmills as part of the McLean County economy and maybe Calderon making that connection. Are there other connections to McLean County, Central Illinois, in climate change that you're hoping he's going to make or anticipating that he might be making?
I do not know what he is going to talk about in beyond that broader piece. Part of the lecture series is that we do not vet somebody's lecture. We're bringing them in for them to make observations and remarks that they feel is appropriate for our audience.
Okay. You mentioned some of the people you've had in the past. You're going to bring the former Prime Minister of Norway in here real soon to also be talking about climate change.
Gro Brundtland, yes.
Okay. Can you talk about the series in general? How did this initiate back in the mid-1960s and why?
Well, this was an effort on the part of the Bloomington Normal community to, in a permanent way, commemorate the life and service of Ed Lee Stevenson II. Stevenson was a remarkable world leader. He was involved, actually, at the formation of the UN in 1945, his presidential candidate for the Democratic ticket in 1952, 1956, and was United Nations ambassador in the Kennedy and Johnson administration. He died in 1967, a heart attack, literally with the boots on. He was working in London, and his legacy is huge in terms of what it meant to engage in rational dialogue about what we face in the world today. And that's he talked about talking sense to the American people. That was one of his lines. We need to talk sense to the American people. We need to use our politics as a way of educating people and not a way of reinforcing existing prejudices. And so he was a world leader and a U.S. political leader. And the people who knew him here, he grew up in Bloomington Normal, felt that he ought to be commemorated. And so they engaged in a fund drive, and they raised significant dollars to endow this lecture series. And that endowment is alive today, and it provides the income that is necessary for us to bring in these lecturers, because these people are indeed paid.
Well, Greg Kuth, thanks for stopping in and talking a little bit about the lecture series, the Stevenson Lecture Series. Felipe Calderon, the former president of Mexico, will be in on Thursday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for asking me to be with you.